2, Section 4, Natural Vegetation and Wildlife. As you read, look for types of vegetation in Alabama, types of animals in Alabama, terms, natural vegetation, evergreen tree, deciduous tree, ecosystem. Alabama's warm, wet climate creates a good environment for plants. Before the first people ever arrived, the land was covered with a blanket of vegetation. Plants growing naturally in an area are called the natural vegetation. Types of plants. Long ago, trees covered Alabama. Forests of evergreen trees grew across the southern two-thirds of the state. Evergreen trees keep their leaves throughout the year. Along the coast were live oaks and long-needle pines. Inland, the forests were mostly pines, longleaf, loblolly, slash, Virginia, pond, and sand. In the northern third of Alabama, winters are colder. Evergreen forest gradually gave way to deciduous trees, trees that lose their leaves each winter. The hills and mountains are covered with oak, poplar, gum, hickory, and dogwood trees. The leaves of these trees are very colorful in the fall. Most of Alabama is still covered in trees. The trees have been important to people living in Alabama since the very beginning. Today, both types of trees supply the state's very large timber industry. Thousands of kinds of bushes, flowers, and grasses are also native to Alabama. Ponds, streams, sand dunes, and rocky ridges all support plants. A number of things decide which plants will grow in a place. Is the soil wet or dry? Is the land flat or hilly? Is the place sunny or shady? Ecosystems. All of this vegetation is part of Alabama's many ecosystems. An ecosystem includes living things such as plants, animals, and insects. It also includes non-living things such as air, water, soil, and climate. Plants provide food and shelter for other living things in each ecosystem. Wildlife, such as deer and squirrels, eat acorns. Mice and rabbits eat grasses. Beetles and grubs live in decaying logs. Alabama has more kinds of animals than many other states. This is because it has so many different kinds of ecosystems. Alabama is home to about 850 kinds of vertebrates, animals with backbones. Fish, birds, and deer are vertebrates. Nearly 300 kinds of freshwater fish live in the state's rivers, streams, and lakes. Invertebrates are animals without backbones, such as insects and snails. No one knows exactly how many thousands of kinds of invertebrates there are in the state. Birds play a vital role in ecosystems. Some birds eat plant seeds and insects. These insects include many that are pests to farmers and gardeners. Hawks and other birds of prey eat rodents and small snakes. All the living and non-living parts of each ecosystem work together to keep it going. When something happens to any of the parts, the system may not be able to survive. As the story of Alabama is told, watch for how people changed ecosystems. Look for the links between people and the environment. These things are important parts of Alabama's history. Think it through. 1. What is the difference between evergreen and deciduous trees? 2. How can Alabama have so many different types of animals? 3.